Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And presented by Chafin Luhana. Injury law firm doing good by doing right. NFL insider Brad Exone, the Hall of Famer John Clayton, back with us. John, have you guys run out of gas yet?
No, we're fine. We're not on the same line, so we're okay. I know you're not, and if you watch CNN and some of the other stations, you can see long lines are really building up to a point where most gas stations that open up will start to shut down by 1:30 because they'll run out of gas.
Should I hoard gas?
Yeah, if you can, sure. If you're on that same line, which apparently you are.
Uh-oh. Oh, man.
And the lines are long.
The lines are long. Okay. Well, that's not good. Am I going to get price gouged?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because we have the highest price of gas pretty much in the country because we have such a tax on the gas that it takes it to like $3.40, $3.20. But, you know, I know that there's the complaints. It's like, wow, it's over $3 now. Well, it's like, well, that's low compared to what's going on here in the state of Washington.
Has John Clayton ever considered going with an electronic car?
No, I have not.
No.
I basically have no plans to try to do that at this stage.
Mm. Is the NFL going to get mad at me that I leaked one of the games on the Steelers' schedule before they did?
No, because, I mean, I don't know if you've been following it, but there's so many leaks today, it's ridiculous. In fact, somebody put out the full schedules of the New Orleans Saints and the New England Patriots. For example, I know that there's already, like for the Seahawks, there's already been leaks on, like, seven games so far.
Do you have Steelers, Seahawks for us?
I don't have that one yet.
Okay. Because I had a big leak. I've got the home opener. That was a big one, and I think I'm going to get a call from you don't think I'll get a call from the NFL offices? You think I'm good?
I think you'll be fine, yeah, because, I mean, it's being leaked like crazy today. Okay. I've never seen leaks coming out as much as this. So I think you'll be fine because if they're going to be mad at the people that are, you know, putting out the schedules and all that stuff, then it's like, well, don't worry about it.
Do you see any clues with the schedule that might tell us how the NFL thinks the Aaron Rodgers soap opera will get resolved? Any clues in the way they put the schedule together so far from what you've seen, John?
The way they're kind of working it, it seems like they think that Aaron's going to be there. They're kind of going with a normal Packers schedule because they've got him on night games. And I think they just scheduled one for Green Bay for Christmas. So, no, I think that what you're looking at is they think that, you know, they're acting as if it's normal, even though we know it's not going to be normal. Mm-hmm. I know, like, for example, Seattle in week 10 has a 3:25 game at Green Bay. That's, of course, after the trade deadline. And by that time, if he's traded, then it's not going to be as much of an interest if Jordan Love's going to be the quarterback.
Yeah. Do the Packers, are they the only team that seems to think that Jordan Love has got great potential around the league? Do people view Love that way? Or is it just a Packers thing, John?
I think it's more of a Packer thing than anything else because you know, they traded up in the first round to get him. And certainly that the anger of Aaron Rodgers, who was very upset about that, But the bad part is, even though he's there now, the general managers came out a couple of days ago and said that, he's got a long way to go. And it's like, oh, so you're chasing, you're you're upsetting the Hall of Fame quarterback and then going ahead and saying, oh, he's got a long way to go. So it's like, and right now you can say that Aaron Rodgers has a long way to go because he's angling to see if he can get a trade to the Denver Broncos.
Do you think he'll get it?
Eventually. I think it'll probably happen like the Carson Palmer thing where it'll happen sometime maybe in September or October.
In season.
What's that?
In season.
In season, yeah.
Wow.
Well, if you go back to Carson Palmer, that's exactly what happened. He was upset about being out of the playoffs 5 or 7 years. He was upset that they had a bad team that went 4-12 in 2010. And so he says, okay, I'm Marvin Lewis, I'm going to retire. And the reason I'm going to retire is that I don't want to ever step foot in Paul Brown Stadium again. And I've got $80 million in the bank that tells me I can do that. And so then finally, as they got into October, the Raiders lose their starting quarterback, and they did work out the trade. And the common ground for Aaron and Carson Palmer is that his agent is the same agent, David Dunn.
Yeah, I think I remember you telling us that last week. What do you think a package from Denver to Green Bay for Aaron Rodgers would look like, John?
Because it's not going to. I don't think it's going to be as rich as what the Raiders did, giving it a number one and a conditional number two. I think it may just have to be, a number one and maybe a number four, something like that, because, you're trading in the middle of the season. It's a tight cap. Denver pretty much is going to be one of the few teams because all you have is, like, Denver and Washington. And, of course, you want to satisfy Rodgers to at least make him break the no-trade clause, because if you want to ship him, say, to Washington and he doesn't want to go there, then you've got problems. So I think right now it's going to water down the price. And, hey, who knows? Maybe he could go for as little as a two and another pick.
Well, I think the odds makers, who always seem to be at least one step ahead, are assuming or thinking that the Broncos are going to get Rodgers at some point, because their over-under win total, John, is the same as the Steelers. The Broncos are 8.5, and the Steelers are 8.5, and the Broncos are coming off, what, a 5-11 season?
Right, that's correct. Yeah, and of course, they have an opening game at the New York Giants where he's either a pick'em or a minus. Their odds are against them by 1 point. But right now they've got a very good defense. They've got three good receivers. And I think Teddy Bridgewater is going to beat out Drew Lock.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me, because when we saw the Broncos here in week two, Lock got hurt and Jeff Driscoll did better than he did. So that wouldn't shock me.
You look at Lock last year. I mean, he completed less than 60% of his passes. It was like 6.6 per attempt, which is pretty low, and not devastatingly low, not as bad as, say, Tim Tebow. But you can look and see that, Bridgewater comes in. He doesn't throw a lot of interceptions. He completes 66% of his passes, where you've got Lockley through 15 interceptions, which was tied for the league lead.
How about the Tebow thing? We had a defensive player here, Devin Bush, come out and blast it on social media yesterday, John. What's your take on it?
I would agree with Devin Bush. I think it's just ridiculous. And stories are already out. There's some disharmony in the locker room with the fact that they're giving Tebow this chance at the age of 33. And the big thing is, I mean, this is why I'm very pessimistic about Urban Meyer, because he comes out of college. He doesn't know what you need to do in the NFL. And so, like, for example, one of the things that already got him in trouble, with Black Lives Matter, he hired a coach who was fired for racial comments, and then he had to fire him. Mm-hmm. And then they come back and, give the move to give his neighbor, Tim Tebow, a chance to go there. I mean, my read on this is that I'd like to see what street Tebow and Urban Meyer live on, because my guess would be there's got to be at least some people that can throw better on the street as neighbors than Tim Tebow, and others who are newspaper deliverers who can throw better than Tim Tebow.
But he's not being brought in as a quarterback, John. It's a tight end.
A tight end, and that's what's even worse. Now, he hasn't played in 9 years,
yep.
Right? 9 years. Mm-hmm. He's 6'2", 236. And, that Urban Meyer is going to go in with a big running game because, last year they had a great pick in getting James Robinson as an undrafted free agent, and he gained over 1,000 yards. And so what do they do, Urban Meyer, in the first round? He takes a running back, second-best running back in the draft.
Yeah. Now, it was their second first-round pick.
Yeah, but still.
And they picked up Carlos Hyde, too, so they're really going to be gung-ho on the run there with those backs.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. But the question is, can Tim Tebow learn how to block when he's only 236 pounds?
I don't think so.
And hasn't played in 9 years.
I don't think so.
You can see how this one's going to go. He's somehow, some way going to get hurt and be on the injured list.
John, I'm looking at the Steelers. We don't have the full schedule yet, even though I'm doing my best to leak as much of it as I can before 8 o'clock. Looking at their schedule, they've got 9 home games and 8 road games. They play 10 games against playoff teams, which is the most in the NFL. I'm looking at some games here on their schedule. There's the obvious ones like at Kansas City, which are going to be hard. We've already touched on the game against Seattle. Now, Mueller's not here today, but a game he has circled. He thinks this is a very important game for the Steelers. You tell me if you agree or disagree with this. He thinks the game at the Chargers might make or break their season because he thinks L.A. is another one of these teams that might be right there competing for those 6th and 7th, those last wild card spots with Pittsburgh, and that could ultimately be the difference between making or missing the playoffs. Are you that high on the Chargers, John, or do you think that, you know, last year, 7-9, no big deal, they're going to be out of contention this season?
No, I think that they have a chance because you look at the fact that Justin Herbert was the rookie of the year. They revamped their offensive line, which was really needed. You know, they've got some good offensive weapons. And I think their defense will be okay. We'll see with the coaching change how it's going to go. I mean, what's going to set them back is making the conversion from a 4-3 to a 3-4 because that usually sets you back a little bit. But, no, I think they have a chance to be in the playoff race.
Okay. A radio station in Seattle is reporting Steelers-Seahawks Sunday Night Football in Week 6, John. Should we put any stock in this, or are there just a bunch of shock jocks up there saying these kinds of things?
I would put stock in it, yeah.
Okay.
Because, but what's interesting is that the Seahawks are getting a lot, and I mean a lot, of night games. I mean, you know, they got I think the Week 3 at Minnesota is going to be Monday night. They got a Thursday night game on the against the Rams. And you say it's Monday in Week 6, right?
Sunday night in Week 6.
Oh, Sunday night, Week 6. Okay, that makes some sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, and you know, right now they're up to about 5 games.
Yep.
And before the rule was that you can only have a max of 5 games, but they increased that now to 7. So,
oh wow!
I mean, they may be like a baseball team playing most of their games at night.
Have you ever put stock when people call into our radio station tomorrow and pick the Steelers' schedule and say things like, well, Seattle's got to come from the West Coast to play this game, so I got to go with the Steelers. You ever put stock in something like that, John?
Not with the Seahawks, but with most teams, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
you do?
Because you can see the failure rate of a lot of teams, particularly when they're playing the, a 10 a.m. game, West Coast time, the early game. Like, for example, Seattle, I mean, they open up at Indy, and it's a 10 a.m. game East Coast time or West Coast time. And they're at Indy, but Pete Carroll's won 10 out of his last 11 games where they've opened up on the road against a team that they play at 1 o'clock Eastern.
Mm. How would you handicap the rest of the AFC North right now, John? Do you have Baltimore ahead of Cleveland, or do you have the Browns ahead of them right now?
I still have it on paper. I have the Browns having a little bit of a lead, you know, because, you know, first that they've got the easier schedule because, you know, Baltimore has the second toughest schedule in the league. You've got the toughest schedule going to the Steelers, and so they're a little bit easier, but the overall, yeah, because they finished third in the division, and that helps them out. But, they have a little bit of an edge because they're improved on defense. They certainly did well on offense last year. And Baker Mayfield, the arrow's starting to go up.
Yeah. Well, you know where it really shines through, John, is that, for example, the Browns in the AFC South get to play the Texans, and the Steelers have to play the Titans.
That's
a big deal.
Part. Yeah. It is, yeah. So, because schedule is everything. That's the one thing that is remarkable about it. I mean, schedule means so much. And I probably track schedules more than anybody else or as far as in the most because, again, I realize the importance of knowing what the schedule is and how they play. Like, for example, if you look at the Browns, they have, Pittsburgh's up there 574, which is one of the higher in recent years. Baltimore's there at 563, and the Browns are ninth at 518.
So that's opponent win percentage from last year.
That is correct. Yes.
Okay, just wanted
based on last year's schedule. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, John. We'll enjoy all the gas you got up there in Seattle.
Okay.
And I don't know what I'm going to do here. Maybe walk to work tomorrow.
There you go. Well, you can stay at home, can't you?
No, I don't have any of that equipment. They gave it all to Mueller.
Oh.
They must like him more than me.
Okay.
All right, John. See you, man.
All right, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.